This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please get involved in the conversation. Seriously, I don't care how you do it. Hop up on the website, therealsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can head up in the chat room. There's people there that are smarter than I. That you can converse with. Yeah, I know. I've already said that. I realize that. I was trying to figure out how to put this so that it doesn't come off the wrong way. But that, what the heck? It doesn't matter how I say it, it's going to come off the wrong way anyhow. Pictures that O'Reilly put up the other night, if you're watch O'Reilly. I'll even look on the website. It's been up on the Drudge Report. They've been all over the place. And there are pictures of Obama in, I guess, traditional Muslim garb. And he has, he's gone to his uncle's wedding. So it shows him, obviously, now the photo is, it was taken in 2006 during an official trip to Wajir, a majority ethnic Somali area in Kenya, appearing on the front page of the Drudge Report, where they usually put things up to really draw attention to them. Now, Clinton's campaign team declined to deny that it had sent the photo to Drudge. Why would they send the photo at this point? Now, Drudge says that her campaign did circulate the email with that picture. The row came the day after the New York senator launched a stinging verbal attack on her young rival. What the heck? Oh, there it is. I love when it does this to me. Who was overtaken in the race by the Democratic nomination with a campaign that had stunned the former first lady and party establishment. Now, look, Mr. Obama felt originally that the photo was just another attempt, you know, to tar him. But here's the deal. With these pictures we see of him, with the comments that he makes towards the Muslim community, when he talks about, how beautiful their call to prayer is, I'm not going to use the term that he uses, he seems to be enamored or has a real respect for Islam. I'm not saying there's anything particularly wrong with that, respecting somebody else's belief system. Because I'm not one that believes that every Muslim is bad and dangerous. I just don't believe it. So if he has that much care and respect, is that maybe clouding or tainting his actions towards the Muslim and or radical Islamic communities? Is that why he takes no real action? You know, we talked the other night, was it Minnesota that's having all the trouble with the refugees coming in? Now remember, they're not Hispanic refugees. They're not Italian refugees. They're not Irish refugees. These are Muslim refugees. And here in American town, you're not hearing from it on mainstream media because they don't want you to know about it. Because then they have to say the Republicans were right, the conservatives were right, the commentators were right when they said we're going to have trouble with these people. So they are. They're having increased crime. They're having trouble with rape. All this stuff. But you don't hear about it. You'd have to talk to somebody who actually lives there and lives near those areas to know what's going on. And I just you just have to wonder why nothing's been done, right? I mean, he acted quickly when the, what was it, the guy in South Carolina shot the nine people at church. He acted quickly. People made a big deal about the Confederate flag this kid was pictured with. It just seems when it comes to the Islamic/Muslim issues, he's very slow to move if he moves at all. And when a Christian opens his mouth and says something, Obama's quick to open his mouth to try to remind the Christians as to what the Christians did during the Crusades. The Crusades that the Christians ran to save their own butts after the Muslim ran their takeover, their Crusades. Big deal. And again, in the chat room, I've stopped calling them suicide bombers. Because suicide is when you take your own life. When you start killing other people. And just because you happen to be there. Right now, in my mind, you're a homicide bomber. Because you're out trying to take as many people with you as humanly possible. And as I said, that's just wrong on so many levels. So anyhow, let me see. I'm trying to look at some of the stories you guys sent me. The you know what I think is funny too is that how many people are still freaking out over what's going on over in Europe with Britain. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. It's still there, and they're going to do fine. They're doing fine for all intents and purposes. They're going to do fine. So you think Hillary's worried at all at this point, or does she know or believe it's in the bag and that she has nothing to worry about? I'm Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side on TGN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Welcome back. Time you're spending with me. Actually, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I know it doesn't always seem that way, but I am Joe Messina, your host, though. I do appreciate the time that you have and continue to spend with me. Always a pleasure to have you here. Now, you know, a lot of the stuff that I do stories that you guys send me during the night. I can't always get to them during the night. I get enough of them from you. If I would play every story that you sent me, gave me, whatever, right, I wouldn't be able to do any of my stuff. Actually, I wouldn't be able to do any current stuff, because a lot of you guys, I don't know if you're in a coma, and you've just come out, and you're sending me some of this stuff. But it doesn't work for me. Anyway, where did the Hillary's thing go? God, you know, I keep telling you guys, I hate computers. And this is the reason I hate them. So the Hillary, it's not over for her yet. Does anybody believe it is? Because I don't. And it's not that the Republicans are going to keep chasing her, because right now, the State Department's checking into her garbage. So we'll see what comes out of that. I'm not hopeful that that's going to amount to much of anything. It might show other areas that she's guilty of, or she could be guilty in. All right, so the ABC, an ABC poll, I talked about this earlier, says that 93%, now, these were not Republicans, or Republican voters, or most likely to vote Republican, or most likely to vote whatever. This was a large mix of people. And as we found out that no charges would be brought against Hillary, no matter what she does, she's going to be hard to put charges against her. 93% of Americans think that Clinton should be prosecuted, according to an ABC report. Now, the presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary has been under scrutiny, as we all know, for almost a year after it came to light that she is a private email server. Now we're finding out several private email servers, not just one. And then she said this was Bill's server from when he was president. I hope it doesn't have the same technology on it. That would be kind of freaky and weird, don't you think? So, I think she used that. She used that comment to say, well, heck, if he used it when he was president and first came home, it has to be secure. And then she talked about Secret Service men being around all the time. They're not in the room with that thing all the time. They're not there in force when they're out of town. So, anyhow, the Clinton has said that relying on a private server, well, was a mistake. But that other secretaries of state have also used a personal email address previously. Now, in the poll that they put out, they had like 6,300 people, a little over 6,000 respond, and 93% of them. Actually, it's 93.5% said that, yes, charges should be brought against her. So it's nice to know that some people are paying attention. They know what's going on. I don't know what level, but at least they have a clue. Having a clue makes me feel better. And it's all about how I feel at this point in time, don't you think? Anyhow, let's see. What else do I want to do to talk about Hillary? Yeah, I'm going to make you as sick as I am. You should be as sick as I am. That's only fair, don't you think? What else we got here? Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. God bless America. New York chanters, or protesters, they chant, hands up, don't shoot. But guess what? They have no clue where it comes from. They don't know who said it or why or anything like that. And there's a boatload of them and very few blacks in the crowd. But you have to sit there and go, my God, why are you saying things you have no clue of? So the masses of protesters assembled at Times Square following the police killing of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge and then Philando Castile in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. Now, the square, one of the squares there in New York was full. Some white guy's holding a sign that says, you know, screw white supremacy. I still like to know what they consider white supremacy. What constitutes white supremacy? Because some people say just being white constitutes white supremacy. Now, they're a little loony, agreed, but... So pictures of a black man who had died in confrontations with police officers were displayed on the signs, while other signs included messages such as blank white supremacy, yellow peril support black power, and disarm the police. Protesters marched down 42nd Street while chanting, no justice, no peace, no racist police. They were chanting, I can't breathe, hey, hey, ho, ho. These racist cops have to go. Is that all of them? You know, it's really easy to get caught up in the emotion of the moment, but is that all of them? Should we just wipe out all the cops and start all over again? What do you think we should do? At one point, the chants in the marches became so heated that the New York Police Department showed up in the truckloads to protect passerbys. Right? Demonstrators were warned to stay clear of the vehicle traffic or risk being arrested. A group of individuals responded to the policemen by putting their heads up and chanting, hands up, don't shoot. Now, as they were chanting, the reporter says, I asked several of the protesters about the origins of Hands Up, Don't Shoot. One woman, shown in the video, told me that she didn't remember who said it. It's unreal. I bet you they can't tell you anything Martin Luther King said either. Right? And some of them, as we saw by Jesse, what's his name, Waters, was actually talking to some people that about in the black community what the Civil War was all about and who freed the slaves. Now, as they were chanting, and he asked several protesters, he couldn't get many answers where people knew where it came from. One woman said maybe Eric Gardner, but I don't remember. We both had a good giggle and moved on, the writer said. A young man who was chanting fervently in a foreign European-sounding accent asked, now, I don't know, that might be a microaggression or politically incorrect or both, I don't know. Asking him what he thought he was chanting, he said, I don't know, just having fun. He'd have no fun when the bullets were flying if something went wrong or sideways. So, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Lots going on. Don't go far. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Boy, that song wouldn't go over today. Maybe it would, because none of the young people would listen to it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Now, we were talking about the, what do I want to call this? Hey, where'd you go? Here you are. Really? Seriously. See, this is what I hate. This is, you want to know why I hate computers? This is why I hate computers. Yeah. So in New York City they were doing a protest. Okay? And they had people there, the hands up, don't shoot. And when the reporter that was there, who wrote this particular article, when he was wandering around asking them, where did that come from? What does that mean? Nobody could tell him. So again, a bunch of brain surgeons that are out there protesting something. They don't know why. They don't know what it means. They don't know what, if anything, it has to do with. And I don't know how or why you let them get away with that, if you're near or on their team. Because it just makes all of you look like jackwagons, just like we have the same problem with some of our Republican buddies. Now, the pictures of the black men who died in confrontations with police officers were displayed. A whole bunch of wonderful slogans and nasties that were up there. And like I said earlier, the New York police were out in force. Now, there were videos of, I don't remember exactly each person, but when the cops were holding a gun at them, they said, don't shoot. This is what one of the people said this comes from, this hands up, don't shoot. Because they know it's much more likely that you're going to get shot by a cop if you're black and if a person has their hands up. So they're saying, don't shoot. I mean, they're really having to stretch this, really having to work for this, right? Went on to say, I'm thinking of a bunch of names that come to mind. I don't know if Trayvon Martin said it. I'm assuming it's one of the... These are people that are protesting something. They have no clue what they're protesting. They think there's been a wrong done, but they don't know what the wrong is. or the details around it, which is why we're in so much trouble in this country. He said, I'm thinking right now of Eric Gardner, and he said, I can't breathe, but I don't know the details of every story, but the message is a clear one. That these are people that weren't doing anything threatening and have their hands up, and they're still getting threatened by cops. No, not quite true. Eric Gardner was wrestling with them. Okay, I don't know the full story either, but I do know it wasn't like he was standing there with his hands up and they just walked up and shot him. That I do know. I do know that he had been arrested several times before. He had been fined for selling cigarettes, A, without a license, and B, without paying taxes on them. You know how nasty some people get when you don't pay taxes on stuff. He goes on to say, from everything that's happened, I think it was from one of the phrases that Eric Gardner said, which is not true. Eric actually said, I can't breathe. He didn't say anything about having his hands up. He didn't say anything about not shooting. And this is partly what's scary about this. Is that there's no... they don't know what they're doing. This is proof positive of what I always say. They're like a bunch of little drones. There's not any real direction. Again, they just do what they're told to do. And you just can't keep doing that because, look, it's the low informed. Even our forefathers said it half a dozen times. It's the low informed is what was going to bring us down. The uneducated, the people who couldn't read. This was all going to be a problem. And I'd like to know who out there who does it, who out there thinks that being uneducated is okay, voting without knowing who you're voting for is okay. Now, I realize we look at something, well, you know, on a conservative side, if you think the NRA endorsement means a whole bunch, it may sway you to voting for somebody. On the other side, if you think the SEIU endorsement and or Planned Parenthood's endorsement means something and you'll vote on that side, these endorsements do mean something. And, you know, so these protesters, these people on the wrong side of the issue or are on the side of an issue where they don't have information. They're not willing to go out and get information. They're just reading what comes across their Twitter or their text. That's a problem. Anyhow, I don't know the details yet, but they're talking about how the Dallas shooter had an arsenal of weapons in his home. Okay? Making bombs and all that. He had bomb-making material and everything. So there's going to be more coming out of this. And again, I'm going to go say what I've said every time. This is a mental health issue. Again, it's and maybe even not hardcore because he was frustrated. He felt like things were out of control, that people are out there mowing down black people because we just hate black people. And he was a black man. He served the country. I don't blame him for being irritated. I don't blame him for being mad. I don't blame him for feeling frustrated. Do you? No, seriously, do you? Because I don't. Now, Kira Davis put up another post, and I love what she does because I can trust the post. Although, keep my finger close to the dump button. But we heard earlier from a woman who said we have to basically, we've got to keep our people responsible for our neighborhoods, if you would. And I get it. So I want to play a couple of minutes of this because she goes through this whole thing about how the black communities need to police themselves. They need to clean it up. They need to stop. They need to stop the high crime and violence in their neighborhoods. So let me play a few minutes of this. I think you'll enjoy it, but I won't know until I actually play it.
The church. The meetings were held in.
Let's see.
First off, we've lost our way as black people. And I'm saying that from the perspective of someone, I didn't grow up in, you know, the inner city. I grew up in Germany. I don't have a lot of experience there, but I do have a lot of experience with white people. I live in a white neighborhood. I work with lots of white people at work. In my other work that I do on my own as a consultant, it's mostly white people that I interact with. And I can tell you right now that racism is not our number one issue.
Did you hear that? Now, she's not the first one who has said this. Now, this will be the fourth African-American black person you've heard on the show. So you've got her saying she's worked with white people, she lives with white people, she doesn't have any issues with white people. The problem is not racism. The problem is not white people. Third person you're hearing this from, take a listen.
There is racism. I have talked about it on my Facebook page. That I have experienced racism with my daughters in stores in West County in St. Louis. But it is not the main overarching thing that we as black people have to address at this point in our lives. Do we have something to overcome as black people when we meet white people and the first impression is, you know, I present as a black person, can't change that, wouldn't want to? Yeah, I have a couple things to overcome, but I can do that by what's inside. And that's what I'm going to talk about. We used to be, as a community, we knew where our bread was buttered. We were Christians. We as a whole, on the whole, the community, spent time at church. That was our network. We relied on God. He was our source of strength. And it was a political movement, the civil rights, but it was driven by the church. It was coordinated by the church. It was orchestrated by the church. The meetings were held in the church. And now we just have a lot of disparate groups that are politically driven, but there's no moral center to it. And I know that Black Lives Matter purports to be a group that comes from a place of wanting to save black lives, but we can't talk about black lives unless we talk about all of the black lives. And that's the number one problem we have in our community, is we expect other people to value the lives of black people more than we do.
We are going to, you just got to hear this. It's not coming from a white person. We'll deal with it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Always appreciate the time you spent with me. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much that went on this week. Seriously. And I appreciate the time that you've spent being involved, paying attention, that kind of thing. You know, again, all we hear about is how bad white people are for the last couple of days. You know, and every white cop is out to gun down a black king. It's just not true. It's flat out not true. And for you white folk, not every black believes that. Seriously. I've got a lot of black friends. Not every black person believes that. Now, I think this is the second mother I've had. I have a clip from. I want you to hear and hear what she has to say. I think you're really, you know, again, she's beating on her own community saying, knock this off. This is real life. Listen up.
Yeah. Until we value our lives more than anyone else does, we're going to continue to see these things happen. I can tell you, I've never in my life, even in my worst police encounter, had the kind of things that I see happening on videos happen to me. The demeanor of the police officers is never like that. But that's because I'm dealing with police officers in neighborhoods where the majority of the crime is petty and done by people outside of that community. White neighborhoods are safer than black neighborhoods. So how do we get around...
Yeah, you're going to hear that's because there's more cops in white neighborhoods. It's not just not true. It's just flat out not true. What she's saying is very true. Right? You know, I've lived in neighborhoods where you almost never saw a cop. You know why? Because we never had any trouble. We kind of took care of our own. People who moved there, lived there, worked and played there were people that took care of each other, not killed each other, not stole from each other.
That. How do we get around this this focus on police shootings, which are bad? I hope to God that the officer who fired those four shots into Philando Castile, that he is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and he is brought to justice. I hope he never carries the gun and the badge again. He dishonors my father who carries the gun and the badge. He is guilty in my eyes. But I'm not the judge and jury, and we have to wait for the political, it's not a political process, it's the judicial process that has to run its course in that case. But there are difficult systemic issues that we have in the community that we need to address that they defy, these problems defy the momentary heavy attention that's paid to police shootings. It's not something that can be solved by getting really worked up and upset about police shootings whenever they occur, when those are the least of our problems.
Yeah, and I wish some people would take this to heart. You know, if the only time you move or do something or think you got an issue, the only time is when you have, you know, this kind of scenario going on, then you're not going to fix anything. Because you're always waiting to the last minute, if you would. And I'm sorry, but that never works. It never has worked. Let's see.
Just a few hundred people a year are killed in the United States by the police. And of those few hundred people, a very small portion of them are black. Now, every one of those lives is valuable, and I would rather see them not lost. But when you're interacting with the police, especially if you're black, you need to operate on the highest standard because you should be operating under the idea that you might have an encounter that could cost you your life. So why not be even that much more careful? Which is why I feel like the incident from yesterday, it warrants so much attention, and it should be looked at by the authorities, by a jury and a prosecutor. But how have we lost our way? Well, I just told you the first way is that we're not churched anymore. We don't understand that the best thing you can do for yourself is to plug into a church.
Oh, my God. She used a C word. Or I guess the ch word. I mean, think about it. So she used the ch word, and that makes everybody crazy. Can't talk about church. You know, it's really funny when you talk about where you get moral values from. They get crazy with you. The people on the left get crazy with you. Well, church doesn't bring in moral values. Really? It doesn't? When did that happen? What are moral values based on? Who decides? Here, let's hear some more for her. I like this woman.
And live a morally upstanding life, valuing your life by showing that you value it, by not getting into trouble with drugs and alcohol and the police, getting an education. And that doesn't mean a college degree. It just means getting the level of education that would enable you to get gainful employment. And marrying before you have children. Well, you know what, Stacey? You're all off topic now. You're supposed to be talking about the shootings. If this is the root cause. The black family is destroyed. Almost 80% of black babies are born to single mothers in this country. I'm married to the father of my children, and I can tell you right now, I know for a fact that we live better and have a better standard of living. Everything in our lives is better because my husband and I have devoted ourselves to staying together and raising our children together. Everything in our lives is directly attributable to that decision. His success at work, my success at what I do, the stability of the environment where our children are growing up. But see, people don't want to talk about that because that
Oh, no. Stability? The reality of what's going on? The reality of having mommy and daddy at home or even just, you know, mommy and daddy to take care of the kids? why is that such a bad conversation? Why does that make us bad people or whatever? I was only going to pay a portion of this, but I think you need to hear the whole thing. What do you think?
Involves some hard truths. We have to get out of the club. We have to get out of the streets. We have to get back into our homes, clean them up, and start working to improve them. That means you have to have a job. That means two people have to have a job. Stacy, you're just pandering to the white people. The hell I am. I love my black people. I love a lot of people, but I especially love black people, and I want to see them do better. So because I'm Stacy on the right, I obviously hate myself and I hate black people. Bull crap. I don't hate anyone, but I especially don't hate people who look like me. I want to see them do better. And we can't do...
Now, you notice what's going on here. She's being beat up for suggesting, and this is... I talk about how things have gone over the years. She's getting beat up by her own people for suggesting that her own people can do better. Now, usually the message from the left or from the Dems is you can't do better. You need us to do better. You need us to help you on welfare. You need us to give you food stamps. You need us to pay you unemployment. That's the message these people have been hearing for years.
Do that while we're living the way that we live. You want to know why the police don't handle their encounters in the inner city the same way they do in the county? The way they do in the suburbs? Because they don't feel like the people in the city are worthy of the same level of respect because those people don't respect themselves. Yes, living in poverty is difficult. Yes, there are systemic problems in inner cities in America that cannot be addressed by a live YouTube video or Facebook Live video. But there are some things that we know that we know that we know that we just refuse to even deal with anymore as black people. The fact is, back when most of our families had a mother and a father living in the same home, we didn't have the same level of crime and poverty. When we had people who paid more attention to their children around the dinner table and the television was...
Oh, my! So when we had mother and fathers at home, when we had mothers and fathers paying attention to the kids, when we had the kids around the dinner table at dinner time, what is he suggesting here? The people act like families? Is that what she suggests? Come on, we can't have that.
Pouring that garbage, that profanity, that sexual perversion, all of that garbage being pumped into our children 24 hours a day through their music, through their iPods, through their televisions, we were better than we are now. So we're already in the land of opportunity. You're not going to go anywhere else on earth as a black person where you have it within your grasp to be anything you want. This is it. So rather than spending our time protesting and going around talking about how white people don't care about us, we've got to get back to the basics. We've got to find our way back home. And that doesn't mean every black person is supposed to be living in the suburbs or in North County or in West County. It doesn't mean that at all. It means we're all individuals. And you're right, nobody cares about you. White people don't care about you because they're busy caring about themselves like you should be doing. We should care for ourselves. And I don't mean as a community, as a, like a commune. We are each individually responsible to ourselves. I'm competing with myself, trying to be better than I was last year.
My God. How well articulated this young lady is. Well, younger woman. And she's calling out her own group to take care of themselves, to do better, to be better. And she's being pummeled for it. Tells you the mindset that they've been fed, the mindset that they're willing to believe. Anybody willing to work hard can do better in this country. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a safe weekend. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. Check us out, therealside.com. Send a link to your friends. Let them know about the show. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back on Monday.